Last week, members of the Wrangell Cooperative Association, Master Carvers, and Tlingit Elders gathered at Chief Shake's Island in Wrangell to bless the totem poles before restoration work got started. KSTK's Charlotte Duren has more on the ceremony and the next stages for the project.
Master Carver Wayne Price was at the ceremony and says it's an important start to the project with a purpose to honor the totems and their history in Wrangell.
Part of the history is to let them know, as if I would let you know, that, okay, we're going to take you down, we're going to repair you, we're going to make you all better again, and then we're going to put you back up. So it's kind of just being aware of what totems mean to us and what's going to be happening. Usually the totem was put up and it didn't come down until it fell down.
The totem poles will be lowered by cranes and gently placed onto cribbing, and later tarps will be placed over the poles to protect them from the elements. Price says a great deal of preservation work will be done to the totem poles before they are put back up.
And we'll be able to let it dry out so we can get all the moss and all the trees and repair the spots that we can and give it a real good facelift, and then put some wood preservative on it and put some fresh paint on it and then get it ready to put back up.
Price says restoration work like this is somewhat new to Wrangell and looks forward to the process. And across town, the Wrangell Cooperative Association is hard at work planning for the next stages of the project.
What keeps me going is they're going to look a lot better, you know, when they go back up next summer.
That's WCA Grants Administrator Tis Peterman. Peterman has been working for over a decade to acquire grant funding for the project, which this year has reached close to $700,000. But even with all the excitement surrounding the project, she says for many in the community, watching the totem poles come down is a hard thing to see. But she says she's excited for the final result.
We've been in the planning stages for so long that, number one, to say, you know, this is actually happening, but number two, I grew up with those down there, you know. They've always been there my whole entire life, and to see them being brought down just sort of, it worries me, you know, because I always have the greatest fear that once we take everything apart, do we have enough money to put it back together? So it's sort of emotional when we're talking about it, but we know that we have several good funding sources out there that are watching this from all over the state, so we're excited about putting them back up and getting them.
The WCA has recently hired local Joy Prescott to document the entire restoration process, which will include updates on the WCA website and Facebook page. The restoration of Chief Shake's house is expected to be completed by August of 2012, and Peterman says at that point a celebration will be held to honor all those who contributed in the restoration process. I'm Charlotte Duren.